Once again, Corrupt Data, episode 63. Joe Sushi.
Cedric the Gamer.
Dirty J.
Of course.
Devil Black.
And for his first official episode,
Blue Shadow
is the one with Blue Shadow on the mic. Thank you for joining us. It's alright. So yeah, let's get cracking. As we usually start, games. So I had the chance to pick up MLB The Show 12. I mean, I haven't played a proper baseball game in a minute, so it was it was fun to check that out and play some MLB for the first time in a while. I mean, I played last year's a bit, and initially, even after the first game, it felt a bit different than last year, but like, all in all, like, between last year and this year, they didn't, like, make it bad. The game just got a bit better, but I mean, even if you're not totally into baseball, like, there's enough, like, tutorial stuff and, like, how to play where, like, you don't even have to, like, do much if you want to, but, like, if you want that increased difficulty, there's different ways to play and stuff like that.
Yo, you know one thing Real Black don't understand about baseball games is how the shit keep coming out every year. How come you just can't get an update or some shit? How come we can't get a DLC for that shit?
That's a valid argument. That's for a lot of sports games, because, like, especially kind of with the Madden series is the way, like, it's, you know, with no direct competition within the NFL football games, yeah, Madden can just kind of release, like, a subpar game or just, you know, and just...
Well, if people still buy it.
So, yeah, I mean, because people will just buy EA, like, some people just buy Apple. I mean, it's kind of... even if it's subpar, like, you know, you have this reputation where you've done good, but, like, you kind of, like...
Yeah, it's...
Say it loosely, you take it easy.
Yeah. A little bit. Because these companies, A, they're not in the business of losing money, and they know putting out a new product every year that there's enough people who are dedicated to the product, they're just going to go out and buy it. You know?
But I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Madden sells like in the millions within the first couple of days, in the 8 digits.
Right? Yeah, but I guess with Madden, having that exclusivity license just hanging there like a beacon, like no one can touch them. Basically, if you want to play an NFL game, it's Madden or nothing, basically. I mean, yeah, you could play older versions, but Blitz. Still, like, you know.
Yeah, and then it's not...
But that's EA now, not Midway. Yeah. So either way, EA's got that license.
For the next how many years? So how many years have left for the contract?
At least another 1-2 years, but they're going to probably renew.
Until John Madden dies?
No. They have the NFL contract, exclusivity contract, until, like, 2014, I think. After 2014, 2K's supposed to come right back in into the picture.
Could. I mean, now will
unless
they
renew the contract.
Yeah.
Which may happen. Because what happened with UFC? UFC's owned by THQ because they saw what EA MMA was. It was a better game than UFC Undisputed 2010. Yeah. They, as soon as they said like the numbers they did, they bought the rights to the UFC for the next decade. And now with the fact that Strikeforce is owned by the UFC, EA's knocked out the box for EA MMA, pretty much. Yeah. So this can happen again with Madden. You know, because we saw with All-Star Football... was a good game, but with no real teams.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people still play NFL 2K5 because, like, it was, like, presentation-wise, it had things that Madden had. It's like, it actually felt like...
a better complete package for $20.
I mean, for a lot of people, felt like it had that authenticity. But to bring it back full circle, I think when it comes to authenticity, I mean, in MLB The Show, you get that, like, right down to the bits of the commentary. Like, it's not just a refresh of last year. Like, it's more with it, and it changes if you play like just a regular exhibition game, or if you play in the season, like it keeps
or All-Star game or whatever.
Yeah, everything's like very specific, but I mean, in short, like it's still that type of game where you don't have, like, it's a fine line between not knowing much about baseball and then not knowing much about baseball, or just like being really into it, like, you know, there's a little bit for everyone.
Yeah.
But I mean, in general, if you're not a big sports game fan, I mean, it might not be up your alley either way, but like, some people just like, you know, being able to beat their friends and like make fun of them. So like, it's another game you can do that, like a fighting game, just like, you know, I got you, like, bro, you know, stuff like that. Competitive games are always going to make money one way or another. But I mean, in general, I think it's worth at least checking out.
Yeah, they made the game good enough that even if you're a casual sports fan or
but I say if you have a friend who has it are, because I mean, it's still, you know, still $60. So I mean, yes, yeah. Economy, you do what you gotta do.
Yeah, they made it good enough. Even if you're a casual sports fan, you still enjoy it. I played the game. You know, I'm not a big like baseball video game fan. I love baseball, but video games usually it's kind of boring. But this game is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously something you can't do is, like, you can't be just, like, be like, hot dog over here. You can't just, like, not gonna get a hot dog from the screen or whatever. But, I mean, nothing beats going to a real game. But, like, it tries to simulate the best it can.
Yeah.
But, quick question, though. Can you still use the move, like, for pitching and stuff?
Yeah. You can use the move throughout the whole season now. You could pitch. You can bat with the PlayStation Move controller.
That's
and try to simulate that real experience of, like, swinging the bat. And pitching the ball and stuff, you know.
See, I like that actually. I do like that.
Yeah, I mean the move's still relevant. You know, they'll keep using it in games and stuff. And then they also have, if you got a TV with the if you have the SimulView that the glasses Sony came out with, basically SimulView, you can have it splits the screen with when you put on the glasses. Each player puts on the glasses, and there's a player one view and a player two view. And then that view's in there as well. So
on your TV, right?
Yeah, and what's on the top of the glasses is a button you can switch the views to, like, player one, player two view. It's very good for games like Gran Turismo and stuff, like racing games where you can see the other players' view and stuff. But it works in MLB as well. But, I don't think it's a huge selling point. I think the huge selling point is just the game itself.
It's good game, though.
If you have the move, it's whatever. But like I said, I think it's worth picking up for sure.
Yeah.
Because these are guys who actually love the game. You love and live and breathe baseball.
Yeah, I mean,
it shows in the final product.
For sure. But, all right. I think we gave a good 5 minutes on MLB. Another game that came out recently, not a sports game, but also in the competitive sense, Skullgirls, which has been on the... Which has been in the works for a minute.
Skullgirls.
It's a fighting game. It's a 2D.
Oh, Skullgirls.
Skullgirls.
Yeah. I thought you said Call Girls. I'm like, what is it, a competitive poker video game?
That would be kind of fun.
Crazy, yo.
With an amateur
who can turn the most tricks in an hour. That should be live, yo. I'll play that shit.
People watch that would be pissed. We should have thought about this.
I'll be a fucking hard pit. Like, yo, it's rated out, kid. Give me my money.
You suck the most inches of dick in a day.
It's snowing. I don't care. Give me my money.
You guys laugh, but you know, somewhere right now, after you post this, somebody from Robot Chicken is going to listen to this and make us get out of here. Just know that you get robbed for a week.
That's why we can't, that's why we got to be careful with our Monopoly script we were talking about a couple weeks ago, because we had the script for Monopoly, basically. The
perfect Monopoly movie.
It kind of got a little off topic a bit.
Yeah, we stopped talking about the shit on the air.
Yeah. But basically...
Back to school.
We would have to get, yeah.
We'll
touch on Monopoly later.
For all four of our listeners out there.
Skullgirls, check it.
Basically, it's a fighting game produced by Konami. It's guys like Mike Z.
Competitive
Street Fighter player, a fanatic for multiple years. And he's, you know, he was giving a crack at beginning fighting games. And, well, lo and behold, Skullgirls was in production for a minute. And it was a hand-drawn... high-definition 2D fighting game in the same vein as in BlazBlue animation-wise, but after that, there's no comparison. It's like a straight-up game. Anyone can jump in at any given time, but it takes a lot of time and put in for skill.
Like, you know, most, like most fighting games nowadays, it's like...
pretty much.
It points to like a more, I stress the word, casual audience, but it has that as enough... meat in the bones, as they say. It tries to promote.
Real Black saw some trailers of that shit, and that game was mad basic, yo.
Whoa.
You know, mad basic and mad juvenile. I don't like Fisher Price's first, you know, my first fighting game type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Man.
That shit looked juvenile. So the girls
even,
like,
Rebel.
Even the girls look like little girls, man. I didn't even feel like, yo, they half naked, but they fucking little girls, yo. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, they're...
Little Black felt uncomfortable watching little girls in like bikinis and shit.
Oh, you know then you'll love Arcane of Heart, which is kind of the same premise. It's like you're not sure. I mean, I guess it's kind of like a niche thing. Like it's not even if you like are into anime and stuff. It's like it's kind of like this niche thing. Maybe Blue Shadow, if you want to chime in on this a little bit, because I mean. You watch a lot of anime. You have a sense of the subculture.
Pretty much. Like,
I'll chime in for a minute.
Like character-wise?
Yeah, preach on, man.
Like, there's one character that's high school girl. It's all cheerful.
Right.
Other tsundere or person who
Clicking the dots. No, that's alright.
Yeah. Hey, lashing outside, red side, soft. Another swordswoman.
But base.
Her name. I know what she's talking about.
We're talking about. We're talking about like Arcana and. Like,
yes.
But yeah, I mean, I guess we're trying to say like, there's that sub niche of like, you know, kind of the, you know, swords woman, schoolgirl, like magical girl kind of type of thing. Like that's like a niche in like anime series. But like, I guess in a fighting game sense, it doesn't always.
My only thing is like, you know, Real Blacks play Mortal Kombat, he plays Street Fighter 4.
Yo, yeah.
These chicks is women, yo. Women in bathing suits with muscles out their ass, like, hell yeah. But then this Skullgirl shit, they like Skull, they really like girls, yo. They like fucking elementary school girls in fucking bathing suits, yo. I can't play this shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit is not cool, man. Like, Real Black don't like that shit, yo. Real Black do not like that shit. Chun-Li is a woman with her fucking muscular ass legs. She can wrap them shits around my face any day. You know what I'm saying? Them Skull Girls, I don't even want to touch them. I might go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Real Black ain't trying to get locked up again. You know what I'm saying?
Again.
Wow. Okay.
All right, Seth. Yo, check it. You want to bring this back? Because go ahead.
Only one.
Yeah. And then we'll go to Seth.
The youngest.
Oh, where?
Rest are like, if I recall, 14, 15.
Oh, 14, 15. Yeah. Jail time.
16.
Jail time.
Some are older,
oh,
but
man.
They're
bloodless. Word.
Well, and I'm not going to get far because.
Well, maybe their next game should be Skull Women. And then they grow up.
I don't make the damn title.
Yo, Seth, bring us back. Because we're going to see
this one. Some people like it, some people not. There you go. I don't know all the characters yet because I really get to delve into it a lot because I've been playing, in between playing this game and Yakuza Dead Souls.
Right.
But I'm playing one character named Miss Fortune who has the power to throw her head and use it as a weapon. And she
how old is
that.
She?
She's an adult. She's 25.
You sure?
And undead. So there you go. So she's immortal.
So a driver's license.
Damn, we're checking video game characters
out. Really? Are we really going to go that low?
Yo, when I saw this trailer, yo, I saw fucking prepubescent motherfucker.
Well, Chris, some people nigga, you had Chris Hansen, nigga? What's good, man?
Yeah, we're just touching on that, like the niche culture.
You know, this is obviously
the biggest to catch a predator thing ever.
But wait a minute, obviously this is a Japanese game.
No, it's American made.
But it has that kind of Japanese art style. Yeah, it's made in America.
Because if you look at most anime, the girls in anime are usually depicted as young, innocent girls. You don't watch an anime and you see the cartoon character, she's depicted like a 40-year-old cougar. You know what I'm saying? She's in a little fucking schoolgirl's outfit with big tits bulging out, and the character's like,
high schoolers in!
Like they're fucking 16, you know? So, obviously, they know which market they're trying to corner.
Yeah,
and they're
what anime are you watching,
baby? Please, Blade, why not?
Hey, I was talking about the ones I watch. I'm just saying.
Yeah, let's go. He has more about it than me. So
yeah, John, real quick, because we got to switch topics. You want to put in some last tidbits on that before we wrap the first impression, Mr. Blue?
All I say is give it a shot. Controls it tight.
You think it's worth picking up?
Yes.
For $15 flipping dollars? Come on, man.
The fuck? You mean $15? The game is whack. The game is whack, man.
Compared to
for $15. Okay, none of that shit.
All right, compared to Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom, we paid $40. Forget that shit been out.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Ultimate Marvel, that's a bad example. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to talk about like Street Fighter 4 or some shit. Or Mortal Kombat. Those are fucking fighting games.
It's hard to argue.
Dude, you're dismissing Skullgirls when Shuriken wanted to
beat all
Skullgirls.
But I mean, in all honesty,
you got those snow buddies
Mr. Rebels got a point. You can't fairly compare the Marvels and the Mortal Kombats to Skullgirls. Yeah, I mean, a couple years in the making, whatnot. They try their mechanics, but I mean, in general, you can't, like.
You can even bring up Guilty Gear, yo. Like, come on. Well, no better $15. The fuck? Is this a bargain bin?
Okay, next week for review, Skullgirls, alright?
I want ages too.
But you know what? For $15 bucks and you don't have to buy a disc, I mean. You
rewrite them shit.
You need to catch a predator, nigga. Man, forget.
Yo, I bet you, matter of fact, that'd be a perfect thing. The FBI should tag that game, yo. Anybody who play that shit, it's your missing.
And Chris Hansen walk in.
Right?
You knew the girls in this game were
you're 18 when you bought it.
The fuck I did.
You read the instruction manual.
There ain't no instruction manual.
The bio says she was 13.
You told the store clerk, ha ha ha, I can't wait to go home and unwrap that. I have the transcripts right here.
Now, when somebody out on the bush was going to smack the shit out of me.
I'm not going to break Sensibles. Quick shout out, though. It is Sens' birthday this week. And their sound guy, I'm hungry even though he's not here. Birthday shout out to those.
Thank you.
You should have 40 now.
I'm 29, jackass.
Oh,
I'm still a gamer. No matter how old I'm going to be.
I'm still
playing games.
Yo, two things on the rock roll. Jerking off and playing video games.
Oh, wow.
Not in that order. On that note.
Wow. If I make a video game, you can jerk off soon.
There you go.
Japan has that market locked down, unfortunately. Everybody see me with a rumble pack or Rez with a rumble pack?
Whoa.
No, but I'm not surprised that you know that.
You just told me it was the top 10 games that make you
laugh. Yeah, it was top 10, right? Yeah,
look it up. The game is called Seamen from Dreamcast.
Seamen?
Yes. Sushi, please tell them.
Silence, right?
It's a real game.
It's a real game.
The voice of reason.
Wasn't it a fucking man face?
Negotiator.
Like, man, not yeah, evil man. Yeah, like,
since I didn't introduce myself earlier, let me introduce myself right quick.
Yeah.
I'm Roger Smith. I'm your negotiator this evening. I'm here joining Rough Theater once again. Sit here and have a good time and talk shit.
Nice.
So, with that being said, please.
All
right. He settled.
Will do. All right. I'm gonna preview this real quick. It'll be about a minute. I talked about it last episode. Phantasy Star Online 2.
Yeah.
I know Mr. Rebels wasn't a huge fan of Phantasy Star Online, but I mean the fact it's going free to play, and I actually got into the closed beta, which is actually starting in a couple hours, 4 p.m. Japan Standard Time. So like you know, everyone's gonna be out of work and going right to go play, basically. I'll be surprised if Sega servers don't crash in, like, the first hour. What's going to happen? Are we going to try and log in at the same time? Bam! Crash, probably.
Well, Phantasy Star Online is shit.
And people have been waiting, a minute, and it's going to be... But, I mean, that's the good thing. This is going to be a closed beta. But the PC version, as I mentioned, is coming out this summer. It's going to be on smartphones this winter and on the PS Vita next spring. They've added some things, like the fact that your character can, like, double jump, basically, was apparently a big deal. If you roll around, you battle, it's an RPG.
Alright, well, it's kind of like...
Yeah, you want to chime in on that?
Well, it looks pretty good. Like, honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of the Phantasy Star series. I played it on the GameCube and Dreamcast. Fun game online. Didn't really get a chance to play online because, at that time, my parents couldn't afford, broadband speed, a lot of stuff.
Wow, that's so sad.
Dude, it was 1999, man. No one could afford T1 connections.
Yeah, broadband? And what year?
99. Yeah, T1 connections.
I know they had, I remember that shit when I had my naps and I was down on the match. I wish I had a T1.
I remember because
T1s was fast, yo.
Yeah.
The T1s was like, fast, yo.
Breakneck speed.
It'd be like 5 minutes for a download or a song, yo.
Do people even still use like LimeWire and what was the other one?
So sadly, yes.
Naughty Game Viruses, what the rights? Yeah. I use SoulSeek. That's it.
I don't use anything because I don't want the government finding out what the fuck I use to shut down the next site.
Yeah, bro, I don't use nothing.
There you go. And we don't support it either. Trump the data is. Pro government.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Corrupted data does not equal tyranny. Robert Smith, holla at your boy.
And Dirty J. I can't jump right into shit, but I can do everything after that.
Yo, all right,
moving on.
Press pause on that shit.
I want to touch
on. Yeah, I'm coming.
Oh, you want to edit that out.
I'm out of ground and shit.
All right, check it.
We good.
You
took a lot of Gundam.
A little bit of a break, but we're back. Yeah, Phantasy Star, to wrap that, the beta starting up.
It's 2 a.m., right?
2 a.m. Eastern time, but it's going to be like 4 p.m. Japanese time. So like I said, Sega servers are going to be...
destroyed.
Well, I read on their site, the Phantasy Star site, they're going to be doing a pre-maintenance. Like, they're doing a pre-maintenance now, actually, to make sure servers are ready. But even then, I think it's going to be like... mad people trying to play.
Buggy as hell. First week.
Yeah.
Yo, I thought Rebel Black thought that Sega was going bankrupt, though.
Well, they are, but I guess they're still getting games like this, right back from the brink of...
I guess it's not... I mean, they've had their financial issues, but like with other things, other divisions are doing better than others, apparently. Yeah. I mean, apparently this game's going free to play, so I mean, money's not an issue right now, but like... Right. I think things in Phantasy Star Online 2 will be have a different character stuff and stuff like that.
See, the reason why they're losing money though, because their older Marvel games suck balls.
What Marvel game?
Captain America, Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, Thor.
They made a Captain America game?
Sega made it. And they all sucked
the ass. Marvel movie games.
All of them.
Yeah.
They barely got over 5.
Who plays movie games anyway?
X-Men Origins Wolverine was the best movie game ever made.
That shit was
whack. Yeah, it's like God of War on crack.
That shit was whack.
I played Street Fighter the movie game. Wish I never did.
Motherfucking Bandana? Yeah. Yo, that shit was crazy. I played that shit too.
I wish I never did.
You guys remember Terminator for Genesis?
Wasn't that like a cheap one with Aerosmith?
The old school game, yeah.
Terminator arcade game was the shit, though. Terminator 2?
The new one?
Hell yeah.
No, the original.
Yeah, with the skull.
He's good. Yeah, when you shot everything.
Hell yeah. The Aerosmith game was the shit, y'all.
Terminator Salvation for the PlayStation 2.
That shit all time was set.
I think the only movie game that was hard was the Spider-Man game.
No, here it is.
There's been a couple good movie games. Fucking the Evil Dead game on fucking PlayStation 2 was the shit.
Regeneration, right?
That was a good game.
And the one on Dreamcast. Yeah. They were both awesome.
Regeneration for PS2 was good, too.
Yeah, that's the one I have. Friday the 13th sucked.
Oh, come on.
Of course.
Nightmare on Elm Street sucked.
Total Recall blows.
Total Recall is kind of cool.
The game?
It was kind of cool.
Are you on crack?
How old? What am I talking about? How old is that shit?
Nintendo game.
Yeah, why are you bringing this shit?
Early 90s.
91.
That was like movie games.
Okay. Awesome movie game, The Thing, PlayStation 2.
Good point.
That was a good fucking game.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
That game came before the movie.
Yeah, the game came first.
True.
Let's see.
I'm just saying, chronologically speaking.
Yeah, true.
The Transformers games were cool.
War for Cybertron, yes, but not the movie games. I don't like them.
Yeah. The batting average of games being based off movies being good is about as good as the average of movies being based off
games. Remember that Matrix game, yo? That shit.
Oh, God, no.
Which one?
Enter the Matrix.
Oh, God, no. That was horrible, man. That was a waste of $20.
Neo? And you can put in the codes to hack the Matrix and shit.
Lame.
Limp Bizkit told me to keep rolling, so what's next on the list?
Alright. As we all know, the much anticipated Tekken Tag Tournament 2 is coming out this fall. And Aang said you have some good news for those.
For those of you who believe the tactics of Capcom being bullshit and don't want to pay for your characters, I got some good news for you. Katsuhiro Harada himself said that he's seen what Capcom is doing, and he's not going to do none of that crap at all. All characters that are not unlocked will be his DLC, not just on DLC, but actual DLC. And furthermore, they'll all be free. Tekken Tag Tournament 2. Every character that comes out will be free DLC. Yes. All that will be free is the costumes, which I understand. But this is going to show you that...
Because even though you're a nice guy, you still got to get paid. I'm with it.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're nice, but you're not fucking nice.
What? That's a good point right there.
Okay.
And that you're not a total douche like Capcom. Oh, excuse me.
No, man. Capcom love you, Sid.
I don't love Capcom at all.
That shit for you, man. It was please. Beans, you know what I'm saying?
We've been down this road.
They wanted you to have those characters ready for you when you wanted them. You know
yeah, 6 months after the release, and I paid $40 for them, right?
What you mean $40? They were $40? For a character?
For all characters,
all
$40.
The DLC for fucking MVC3 in the end was an extra $40.
How many characters?
On top of the fucking, what, $80 game?
That I paid
How many characters was there that you bought?
Two of them cost me $10.
Okay.
And then after that, they got a new game, which is another $40. So pretty much I paid about almost over $100 for the same game.
We probably bought the motherfucking collector's edition.
Jesus Christ. They make Puffy Daddy bending you over look like a fucking Swedish massage. Holy shit.
We are now the number one podcast in Sweden.
We love Great Sweden. Job.
There we go.
But like I say,
I love Swedish women.
Word.
There you go. It's my sweaty balls.
Jurgen the anal.
Where is this going right now?
Really stupid, but like I said.
Back to Tekken.
Back to Tekken. I seen some, wow, okay. We lost track here. I seen some of the videos of
that
the characters.
That was your cue.
I seen some of the illustrations, and it looks really good, like I said. If you get a chance to play Tekken Hybrid, there's a DLC on a disc for Tekken Tag Tournament 2. And it's a really good demo with Devil Jin, Devil Hook Kazuya, and Shao, and who else?
Wait, it's not Devil Jin. I thought Jin was something else.
He's a devil.
But he had an ogre or some shit.
No. Not according to Bloodline Rebellion. The movie, or how that movie's called, Bloodline Reign. What the fuck that movie's called. Yeah. But I'm done. Waiting for December to come out, because that's when the game's coming out in December.
Yo, Kazuya turned into the devil. And then...
So the Devil Jin, the same bloodline.
So why the fuck was there Oga in Tekken 3?
Because Heihachi tried to harness his power so he could be a demon himself. Because he's... That Devil Jin skipped over his generation. But it didn't skip over Kazuya or Jin.
This motherfucker there. Kazuya and Jin got a Devil Jin. Heihachi ain't getting... I'll be tight as a motherfucker, yo. I would've threw that dog over a volcano. Like, fuck you. And fuck your kid. Goddamn Devil Jin. Fuck
even his grandfather. His father, Jinpachi, has a Devil Jin. But his
house is another. Fucking bad, yo. He couldn't get the Devil Jin, yo. Shit, I killed all the niggas, yo. Holy shit, I'm tight.
Hell, he had Jinpachi locked up in his dungeon somewhere. Yeah, he got free in part 5.
That was that big motherfucker that you had to fight. Yeah.
Jinpachi. Shit. AKA Mr. Cheap.
Hey, speaking of Tekken, did you do a Tekken Street Fighter?
What? Yeah, we touched on that.
We touched on that, yeah.
I will eat
Cedric the Gamer's food and Tekken Pro Street Fighter.
I'll take him in a minute, man, so you probably would.
Ate it was good, and I shitted it out.
There you go.
Don't let him lie to you. Yo, take him, you bet him money. This guy's, take your money, Jay, and he fucking did this asshole.
I ain't take your money. You said, yeah, you kept offering, man, like a priest and a mass when I offer a communion. You offered to play for money. I didn't partake until he said,
Black will pay for money. As long as Lubezo come.
Lubez is coming.
Sound guy.
He's coming. Sound guy BMW is coming.
Fuck yeah. I ain't paying for money for that shit. I was just playing Marvel vs. Capcom 2 or something. I know how to play. Mortal Kombat, something I can play. I ain't playing with some shit I don't want to play.
Mortal Kombat. Who still plays Mortal Kombat?
Yo, new one's good.
Nine is hard. That shit is hard. I hit you with a 14-15 hit.
Let's have some more.
Remember that Cedric? Yeah. Hit you with that combo katana? The fans is crazy, right?
Keep talking shit.
Speaking of more fighting games, Guilty Gear. Remember Guilty Gear?
Yes.
That game was hard too. Chick was my dude. Biking. That chick is hard, yo. No arm, no eye. She's still fucking
up. Yep. But yeah, Guilty Gear is going to be on the next gens. XBLA, MPSN.
This August.
Ace and Core Plus. It's happening. Later this summer. And there was, as with rumors, a possible rumor of a potential new Guilty Gear. That potentially, yeah.
According to the creator, Daisuke Ishiwatari, he said that all the legality situation has been squared. We're good. So nobody's really stopping us from making a sequel for Guilty Gear.
Potential's
so,
there. I mean, I think the timing's good because, like, with Blaze Blue's story pretty much done. And they're not. I don't think they're gonna make another Blade.
No,
it's time. I think the time's right for a new Guilty for a new.
It's gonna be like Guilty Gear X3, XX798, like with
probably for the Gear Triple X, probably.
Okay. Yeah, if they can get away with that title, like,
1, 2, 3, 4. Like God of War is like the last one.
Hell yeah.
Maybe not tomorrow. Some big news is gonna be coming on GameStop. Might be a fourth God of the War.
Might be.
Might.
God of War 4 is being made.
No, but there's news coming out today.
Well, like, it might come out.
A big event, a big announcement coming out today. Not today, but on April 19th.
Oh, yeah?
They might announce a date, maybe.
Yo, real Black game like God of War 2, how that shit was storytelling-wise. Like, the shit was hard gameplay-wise, but storytelling-wise, and shit was kind
of... Well, he turned it up for part 3 was all-out fuckery.
I like 2.
The highest order in part 3.
I think 2 might be my favorite. I like part 2.
Titans and Gods got it all together in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have a PS3 back then, so I didn't get a
chance to play. The ones on PS3 were pretty good, too.
Oh yeah,
the Olympus Legend. Yeah, Olympus also.
The PSP collection.
Pretty solid series. If you like that type.
Yeah, I mean, definitely God of War is definitely
worth playing. This reminds me, I have a quick review.
Yeah,
for a quick review. Two games, a collection.
Two games, a collection. What the fuck?
Two collections.
That was how the quick review. Yeah.
Devil May Cry and Silent Hill HD collection, but that's for later.
Well, did you wanna? Do you want to chime in on House of the Dead 4 demo?
Yeah, that's
going to be it. Well, let's chime in on that real quick, so I'm going to switch it up to technology.
All I'm saying is if they make a God of War movie, Vin Diesel got to play Kratos. There's nobody else who can make Kratos.
Get The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock.
The Rock. The Rock or Vin Diesel.
Yeah, that motherfucker's skin tone, he can play anything.
There you go. No true. That's true. He can play a white man Chinese, or a white guy.
But Vin Diesel's voice is closer.
Oh, he did play a white guy in Planet 51.
That's true. Like I said, you can play whatever, y'all. Rock can do no wrong.
Yo, the Rock's the man. Mm-hmm.
As long as he ain't dripping like he was in Fast Five, yo, why was he always wet, yo? That shit was mad fucking uncomfortable.
Because the women fucking hot. That's why. This nigga they were selling the movie to women.
Everybody else was dry except for him, yo. Like, what the fuck?
Man, I hope you're 3 hours.
We were talking about this one the other night. One of my friends is pretty gangster. We were talking about The Rock. He's like, you know, I don't fear no man, but The Rock's the type of motherfucker, if he was mad, I'd just be like, I'm sorry, man. I would have to apologize.
Half like have some more equals, I will fuck you up 10 times
big
over.
Big as shit, yo. He big as shit.
He's fucking 6'5",
yo, y'all seen that fucking one angry motherfucker.
Built like a fucking Rock, Spartan.
I ain't fuck with The Rock.
Rock, calm down or else. Or else what? Or else what?
Wait, nah, Rock.
Yo, they said one time when he was playing football, he was coming out of a locker room, and some guy was talking shit to him. And he ripped the guy's fucking tongue out of his mouth.
Word?
I don't know. If
he didn't rip it out of his mouth. He, when he did pull it out. That holds your tongue to the bottom of your mouth, he ripped it so hard. He pulled his tongue so hard that that part ripped and his tongue was just dangling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because that's much better.
He reached all the way down his throat.
Technicality.
Semantics, guys, semantics.
Man, he that's it. Murder, that ain't.
He ripped his head and it holds older. To talk to them.
Well, he's in his wife happy.
Why the fuck did he leave his tongue out to get grabbed like that?
Travel YouTube's cartoon.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
now, the real question is, why did you piss off The Rock in the first place?
Some people don't learn, though.
There's not too many men who I wouldn't care about
pissing off. I'm not fighting The Rock. Fuck that.
The Rock?
He'll destroy me. There's only one look.
Look, like I'm a just a guys. Like, The Rock is 6'5", like 280 pounds of fucking muscle. But I'm 6'6", but I'm 370 pounds of fat. See, that's the difference. So I'm going to run. I'm going to run
the fight as far as I can,
which is only about 10 seconds before he catches me.
Don't run!
There's just a list of guys, you know, if you piss off, they're going to fuck you up. The Rock, Mike Tyson.
Brock Lesnar.
Vinny Jones.
Yeah, I fuck with Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Jason Statham.
Fucking Jason Statham, Vinny Jones.
Hell, Chuck Norris is 70 years old. Chuck Norris,
Henry Rollins. You know, there's just certain guys you don't want to mess with.
Right.
But we digress.
Yeah, as usual.
Alright, yo. So, do you want to chime on that House of Dead 4 demo?
Well, it was an exclusive demo for the PS3 PSN subscribers of the PS Plus.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much something different from the arcade game, just faster loading times and everything.
Yeah, so I'm actually, like, I mean, everyone must have played it by now. It's been arcade for like years.
Yeah, but it's actually faster moving, like processing wise.
Does it use the PlayStation Move gun? Yeah.
Of course, it does use that. You get the. That's what I'm gonna buy a gun now, because House of Dead 4 and 3.
You gotta move?
Yes, I'm going to get it soon for my birthday. I'm going to get it.
Why not, man. We'll play some of that Sports Champions. They have that ping pong Sports Champions.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
But back to this. It's pretty much used on Uzi and all that stuff. Like, you get part in the arcade game. And it's pretty badass. Nothing much changed. I was waiting for this game to come to home consoles for a long time.
Right.
Game been out for like shit, I worked at D&B's in 4 years. So it's been like almost 4 years since I played this game when it first came out. It's been out for a minute. Wow. Time goes by fast. But this game looks pretty much something different from the arcade. It's a little bit faster processing, faster loading. It's, graphics are on point. It's something different. But the price. Arcade machine costs about $20,000. The download cost for you guys just came out this week. $9.99 for those who have PS Plus. $6.99.
Yeah. $10 for the whole game?
$10 for regular non-subscribers. But if you have PS Plus, you can't, $6.
So you can't get a hard copy of it.
No, it's only downloaded.
Nah, it's downloadable.
City of House of Dead 3. For $10, I'll buy it. I'm buying it this week, actually. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, cool.
So I say, guys, for $6, if you have a PS Plus subscription,
you get a lot of bang for your buck.
Why not? And hopefully with this happening, Hopefully we'll see Rambo on PSN download. Hopefully. I love Rambo, the game. But the damn D&B game is so beyond fucked up calibration-wise, I can even play a proper game.
When do they ever calibrate anything at Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, when I was there. When I was there.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta, yeah, like, make them do it.
Time Crisis, that shit was all fucked up.
They never calibrate shit, man. When I was there, I was on point with calibration.
Damn, I love Dave and Buster's, but they never fucking
do it. I haven't been Dave and Buster's.
It's not a real arcade. I'll be real, it's not a real arcade. I'll say this shit up and down. It's not a real arcade.
Yeah, we should start doing real gambling there.
Actually, if this law passes, we might get lucky.
There's a fucking casino in Queens, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Racino, yeah. And it was one of Yonkers, too.
Yonkers. I thought that shit was illegal.
It was one of them to sell it, too.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. We need money, motherfuckers. New York City.
Let's go to a casino, man. We'll get paid tomorrow, right?
I got bills.
Ah, fuck that. You can double your money.
Double money and still be on my ass for rent if they don't pay the rent, huh? Good luck, huh, Kevin?
How much does rent on one room cost?
Man, I don't need to forego that information on the air, so we'll talk later. Alright, smart ass.
Privacy policy. Alright, check it. Let's switch to technology real quick. Two topics mainly. Yeah, most of us use Windows. You're probably listening to this podcast on your Windows PC. You know, either Windows or Mac kind of thing now. There's a new version of Windows coming out. It feels like only a couple months since Windows 7 came out. Windows 8 is officially happening. It's going to be in two versions. Well, three, actually. There's the corporate enterprise version, or RT. There's regular Windows 8, and then there's professional edition.
Nice.
And the main big thing about Windows 8 is there's no specific start button, which we're all used to. It's more like it's like a start, I guess. It's more of like the whole stuff's like more like it's more like generated to like touch screens and stuff. So like you have like all like a touch screen menu and stuff.
So it's kinda like the Kinect with a menu a lot of stuff in a way.
It's not, you're not grounded to touch screen, but like it's generated towards a touch screen. That's why I took out, that's why it's like there's a start button. There's not like a toolbar per se, and there's not like a specific button at the bottom of the toolbar, like you just have a button that just says start. It's not like at the bottom.
Well, what they did mainly.
Oh,
sorry to chime in, but this is my area of expertise.
Preach on, Roger. Preach on.
So, what they did mainly is that they tried to make an operating system that's mainstream throughout all devices that are being put on. So, therefore, you notice that a lot of the devices, especially mobile devices, are touchscreen nowadays. So, they pretty much have one format where everything is mostly a touchscreen feel. Even desktops now for houses are coming in touchscreen in one piece, where it's just a big ass screen and all the computer parts are behind it. So therefore, you're not even getting the tower no more nowadays. All you're getting is a screen that's touchscreen. You can do everything.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you still have the option to use a mouse and a keyboard.
Yeah.
But everything is more geared towards the touchscreen feel because that's the way people are going. Everybody likes less wires and less things clouding up your space.
So you go buy.
That's why you got wall mounts for your flat screen. That's why you got all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So quick question.
Yo. Right. Real Black gonna say it like this. Real Black don't fuck with PC no more because Real Black get too many goddamn viruses. Mac is the move, you know what I'm saying? No more viruses, easier access, the shit is just simple. You know what I'm saying? Fuck motherfucking PC.
And I almost can afford a Mac.
That's how many times did I had to get my fucking tower cleaned out because I want to download shit?
What's you download porn to real fuck website?
I got
how do you assume it's porn, though?
You know what I'm saying? See, you just told yourself again, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I was downloading music and movies, all right? That's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And now fucking, you know, I got to clean my fucking computer. My Mac, no problems. I had Mac for 3 years. No
Mac problems. Is always going to be a stronger operating system product than Windows is.
Hell
but for Mac, you're going to pay.
Yeah, so it will cost a little bit.
For the average man,
you pay for quality, though.
As far as this, as long as you know your shit, you download some simple free programs off the internet, you can go and download whatever the fuck you want.
True.
Virus fears or viruses are no more.
Yeah, that's true.
You know I got all my shit. I got
it's
all
my shit. But as far as product goes, Mac is going to be top product. I ain't going to deny it. Shit, I got me an iPhone and an iPad, too. And you know what? Those shit's working beautifully. I ain't never had an issue with them. But you know what? The way I keep my computer, I ain't never had an issue with my laptop either.
Yeah.
Quick question.
I had a couple little viruses on my laptop, and there were no Trojans on, just little minor threats.
Yeah.
Virus scan, four little threats, gone.
Sorry, no, go ahead.
That's just from little phishing.
No, good. You had a question.
No, phishing in the email and shit, you know.
I don't want to hold this.
Thank you, thank you.
With Windows 8, right? If you wanted to, see, you can link your phone to your computer and stuff.
With Windows 8,
get the remote.
With Windows 8, what they're trying to do, they're trying to have it that almost every device can use Windows 8, and everything is going to be interlinked with each other.
You know what that sounds like?
Your tablet, your what's the name, all that combined.
That sounds like the iCloud.
Actually, the cloud was done by PC first. Then Apple copied that same system.
Oh, word. Okay.
That is right. True, though. But yeah, that's what they're trying to do in Windows 8. They want everything to be, you can go directly from your phone to your damn tablet to your damn laptop to hell your desktop.
That shit gonna be crazy.
It'll be your watch.
It'll be a TV, your motherfucking shower, your motherfucking toilet.
Once you have it on your watch, that's when you know technology went to the next level, baby. That's all.
Word.
Won't be able to watch. A little side topic. When the new, even smaller version of the iPod Nano came out, someone put it within a watch.
They did put it.
I saw that. I thought it was a watch, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, that's my iPad.
They're coming out with the iPad Mini. You guys see that yet?
Nah.
We'll talk about it next week.
All right, yo. Good chiming in, Miss Roger. That was very informative. So there you go. That's the background info. You're now well informed.
Yo, did anybody hear about that Google Visor they made?
Yeah, we were talking about that a couple weeks ago. The new Google project.
Wow, yo, that shit is wow. That's some future shit. The future is now.
Yeah, basically, like we've all seen the YouTube video where the guy was walking around the city and he had the glass. He was just ordering tickets for the show.
I seen the poster.
Yep.
Making calls. He was doing everything, everything.
His own soundtrack, walking on the.
Yeah, he had his music on there too. Like, yo, that shit is crazy.
Even though it's
a hat?
No, it's glasses, like visors.
Oh, yeah.
Project Nexus, I believe it's named. Yeah, you saw the YouTube video, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, you have these glasses, and it connects to...
Now you can Facebook
your phone and whatnot. Yeah, you got everything in front of you.
You look at somebody right now, so you're Facebook friend.
You can Facebook stalk and stalk all at the same time.
That's crazy, right? That's insane, right? You be looking at a chick on your Facebook. What's her name? You can also go G's, like, yo, your name is such and such? Hell yeah, I'm psychic.
Take a picture of the glasses, the face recognition, the Facebook profile.
It's gotten that serious.
I just want them glasses like the motherfucker had in the movie Dead or Alive. I can read niggas' boobs.
Yep.
You gotta throw a fucking punch at me. I'm like, nah, I'm a fucking. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm that full fight out of my mind. I'm gonna kick your ass.
She's live, yo. I need them glasses, y'all. You shit don't cost too much.
Now we're gonna pay $300-$400 out the gate probably for those glasses.
Glasses are awesome. Just be like,
but that's everything. Yeah, it's like everything. Like you have your phone, you have your iPod, you have I don't know stuff that they probably could do on that.
GPS
shit,
and your glasses, everything.
Yeah, world,
they're just trying to turn every motherfucker into James Bond. That's all.
Hell yeah, yo.
Yeah, the
walking down the street, the playing in your fucking glasses.
Hell yeah, you know that shit. What a theme song, yo.
What's up, baby? We got a scenario, right? We got this theme song, man. Think about this right here, man. You have a one night stand, you leave the house. Google Glasses, need an escape plan. Step right there.
What's the mission of Poppy theme made a rap to?
What is a cruise say?
Yeah,
the cruise went back to my house from
here. Put you out the window.
Right? Got the GPS on there real quick. How do I get out of here?
On foot.
The best contraceptive thing was at the night after. I'm like, okay. CVS has it?
Yeah. Where's the nearest place I could get a fucking post STD clean?
No glasses help you in time of all kinds of clinics. I think I need me a pair now.
Google's got an answer for everything.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's... man, I'd be insane. That would have happened.
What did we look up the other night? There's some shit I looked up. We found all kinds of shit.
That those glasses are so
beef
boss.
Curtains.
Ha.
Oh, God, no. No, 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 no. No, let's not say
those
what we
of you
did.
Out there listening, Google roast beef curtains. And then after that, Google blue waffle.
Really a new tool?
Back to back? Oh, man.
Hey, if I had to suffer, they have to suffer.
The rest of that woman said, give me HCDs, everybody, man.
I mean, where's a rebel?
That shit is whatever, like...
Things you can't unsee.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's plenty down there.
I drink my soda after looking at that shit. It ain't some pretty shit, though. I'm going to tell you that right now. But the thing that fucked with me is that shit ain't even blue, though. The shit was black. It should be like black waffles.
That shit sounds kind of green with a bluish tint.
Can we please
move on? Yes. Thank you. Please. Thank you.
On to... onto a matter of from a higher understanding, depending on how you see it. A certain Tupac made a certain appearance.
Oh, yeah.
No, this motherfucker ain't gay, yo.
Nah.
I saw him on the corner of Main Street buying some Chinese food.
Dr. Dre Tupac.
He's been ghostwriting. He's been ghostwriting for at least 8 years in a dumpster. Saying?
Tupac's not dead. He's living in Cuba.
Yeah, we're saying down.
Triple Black wrote, I mean, Tupac wrote 70% of Lil Wayne's lyrics.
True. Nah, I fucking hope true. Not, because if he did, those are some horrible lyrics.
Well, he ghostwrites, so he can write them down on purpose.
If Tupac was writing that shit, Lil Wayne would be everybody's favorite
rapper. Tupac is Hennessy
Lil Wayne is everybody's favorite rapper.
All right, if Tupac was writing Lil Wayne's lyrics, Lil Wayne would be my favorite rapper.
Which will never happen.
Yo, Lil
look,
Wayne
nobody said he had, nobody said he had to write the lyrics like Tupac would spit on, you know what I'm saying? It's all about how your delivery is.
How do you go from, I see no changes, all I see is racist face, to, I'm like a scarecrow, let me put some brains.
Don't front like
that's
that
a bad lyric, yo. Lil Wayne got lyrics, yo.
Nice.
No, you know what?
To bring it back, Tupac at the Coachella Festival in California via hologram.
Made a live posthumous appearance.
Yep.
And they talking about taking that shit on the road, yo.
They should.
Hell yeah. That
apparently,
shit got
Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg were performing there, and Dr. Dre spent like $100,000 to have this kind of like real-life projected hologram of Tupac on the stage so it looked like he was performing with them. That if you sick. Watch it, it's kind of cool, but
hell yeah.
So this guy spent $100,000 on fucking Tupac fucking holograms, but his new album's out. Not out yet.
Ha! Saying, thank you! This shit been out for like a decade, yo.
Fuck's just going on. Release it.
Yeah.
This nigga said, look out for Detox. I'm like, damn, yo. It's been like 10 years.
Here's where. You're so waiting.
You resurrected Tupac before you put out fucking Detox.
Put out a song with T.I. though. That song was hard.
Shit off. Yeah, what's good?
I ain't going to front though. He may not have dropped his album, but them beats by Dre though. Shit.
Yo, yeah. Those are, I got a
pair. And that boombox they got for the iPhone.
Best fucking headphones I ever got.
Great.
Boombox. They have a Beats boombox?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
The iPhone?
Yeah.
Great.
Shit is awesome.
How much is that shit? I gotta get
it.
I got to touch back on the Tupac.
Even the 300M. Yeah.
The fucking Beats by Dre are the best headphones I've ever owned in my life.
So Tupac.
And the Echo, the Echo headphones knew that Staples has for $20.
But yeah, to get back on Tupac.
Lil Black finding amazing that Tupac is still relevant, because I go on YouTube a lot because Lil Black got his own channel, you know, at Secret Side Productions.
Yep.
You know, what you call it? There's like four channels, right? Each of those channels has at least 1 million views on this shit. That shit is crazy. Like, Tupac, after, like, I don't know, at least 15 years, is still relevant. Like, that shit is crazy.
It's fucking Tupac.
Because hip-hop is dead.
Hip-hop is not motherfucking dead, first of all. It's just changing, you know what I'm saying? Why people gotta be, like, closed-minded? Motherfucking, all right. You know what? Not Lil Wayne right now, but when Lil Wayne made No Ceilings, that motherfucker was lyrical as shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, question.
That was some lyrical shit he was putting in.
Why couldn't
This is the thing. YMCMB is fucking popular right now. Lil Wayne owns Drake, Nicki Minaj, Tiger. This motherfucker's caking up for no reason. He don't have to be motherfucking hard as shit. He always did that shit in No Ceilings. No Ceilings was some lyrical shit. You gonna say it's just not lyrical? You fucking Molly, yo.
I put it like this. Everybody's music taste changes as they get older. Me, myself, I'm pushing 30. I don't like the same thing that these 15-year-olds like anymore. Yeah. But you know what? It doesn't mean that it's any less popular. It just means that that's not what I'm feeling. Yeah. However, one thing I will say is that good music transcends time. That's why Tupac is still relevant.
Yeah.
That's why Elvis is still relevant.
Bob Marley.
Bro, this is the thing right here. Lil Black is kind of up there in age, so I ain't going to say my actual age. But I was around when motherfucking Wu-Tang, DMX, you know what I'm saying? Right. The motherfucking Nas was popping and all that shit. And Lil Black can still understand why Lil Wayne is popping. Lil Black can understand why motherfucking Drake and Nicki Minaj is fucking popping. That shit is hot, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Ain't fucking lyrical as motherfucking Wu-Tang. That shit's impossible.
Sure,
that shit's impossible. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I gave up. It's not possible, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. We can all understand why that shit is popular. Yeah. Of course, we can understand why it's popular. Do we like that shit? No. Sure, we can understand because it's what's being
kids like,
forced upon the kids.
Yo, but Lil Black seriously likes that Lil Wayne shit. You know what I'm saying? The motto. That YOLO shit shit is hard,
If fucking, if they were forcing fucking All Eyes on Me down these kids' throats, everybody would be buying Tupac records.
That's true.
That's what it is right
now. But you know what? There's a difference between, and this is where the difference comes. There's a difference between what comes out or what you're putting out as product that these kids have to buy and what people who of a generation, let's just generalize and say 23 and older.
Yeah.
What they were buying, not because it was popular, just because it was good music to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is the product that's put out. Yeah, and these kids are buying this product. And whether you like the product or you don't, hell, I'm a pop fan. And a lot of the shit that comes out from people like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, I listen to all that shit. But it's a product. It's a product that puts out. Now, whether you like it or not, it's your own personal preference.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't mean if it's good or not, yo, talent isn't beyond the person who's listening to it.
Yeah, it's true.
So I can't knock Black for saying that he likes this shit because, you know what? I know plenty of people who do. And let me tell you one thing. I can never hate on nobody who's doing something to make their money. Lil Wayne is fucking rich. I wish I had half of what he had because I would be fucking somewhere chilling on the beach right now drinking my dog, slapping white women on the ass.
Hell yeah.
But
you know, one thing I will say to the origins of hip-hop, like, real Black do feel these new artists, but I don't know because, like, I fucking rock DMX Is Dark and Hell Is Hot.
Still, oh, that's a classic.
That shit is hard, yo. I don't know if Lil Wayne can match that shit. I don't know 10 years.
If I was to turn on fucking 36 Chambers right now, Dirty J would fucking spit
shit.
Every lyric from front to back better than anybody in this room.
Besides him.
Better than anybody in
this town. He
knows that album fucking inside out better than I do. And Dirty J is like my brother. But he's white. And I love you,
Dirty. You can't tell on the audio part, but yeah.
I love
the thing I can say. I don't think she got that longevity.
No.
Exactly. In 30 years, an album like fucking 36 Chambers will still be regarded as a fucking, what's the word, a masterpiece, as a landmark hip-hop recording. Lil Wayne shit? Might not.
The only thing I'm saying is that if you want to look at it from that level, just because I don't want to, you know, drag this on too much longer.
Yeah.
Just think about it like this. In 30 years, will teachers be talking about Lil Wayne lyrics in the classroom? Because they do that about Tupac, Biggie, Wu-Tang, and all of them. Will teachers be talking about this in a classroom 30 years from now, explaining their lyrics, how they're some of the best, you know, lyricists and, you know, writers of their time? Will somebody be doing that for Lil Wayne? Some of this stuff, I absolutely believe they will.
Yeah.
I like some of Lil Wayne's older stuff. I really do.
Yeah, the Carter 1 and 2.
I'm not a hater of Carter
1. I don't know about the 2.
It's better than the shit he's putting out now.
I like 400
and even Drake.
Let's go. Like, you know, Drake. I'm down with, you know, Cash Money. All right.
Well, I like Drake before he was put onto
the young. My problem with Drake is Drake has the fucking, the lyrical prowess to be a devastating MC.
There you go.
But he dumbs himself down because of the people surrounded by it. Now, Nicki Minaj, I just can't fucking stand, and Tiger sucks.
All right. I disagree with you only on the fact that, you know what?
An amazing MC if you
that want. Nicki Minaj underground?
Bananas. Monster. Yeah.
Bananas.
I never heard her.
Compared to what she's doing now, she seems like she definitely dumbed herself down a lot.
That's mainstream, though. Yo, mainstream don't need all that fucking lyrical shit. They ain't trying to hear some deep, thought-provoking shit.
And that's what me and Black agree. Yo, they want some head knock, give me the newest next dance I can do type shit. As far as that goes, Nicki Minaj, Drake, Lil Wayne, all day.
That's what's crazy. Nicki Minaj is under Lil Wayne. Like, she's getting checked for her shit. Like, he don't have to do anything. He can just be like, yo, I'm hot. Fuck you. That's my album.
That's like one of the smartest producers / artists I can think of right quick. Akon. Akon signed Lady Gaga.
Yep.
Akon got on. He got on the air on a radio station in New York and said, "I never have to work again because this chick makes me so much money. I never have to get out of bed every day of my life."
That's true. Akon,
if you notice, Akon really doesn't rap that much anymore. He jumps on track here and there because he feels like he's got something in there. And then he go about his business. But look, like you said, and T-Pain, let me not hate on him either. Akon got T-Pain signed. Mm-hmm. You're making money hand over fist, which is what Lil Wayne is now doing too.
That's like with Dre. That's why he's taking forever to cut his album, because he got motherfucking Eminem. Yeah. And then under that, he got motherfucking 50 Cent, Slaughterhouse.
You really don't have to put out an album at this point. You can just sit back, fucking make me some better headphones, and go about your
shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
what you're doing. Like a doctor.
And I'm not telling you, it's Pusha T, 2 Chainz, You got Q-Tip on his label
you
now.
You know what? Props to Kanye, even though I can't stand that motherfucker.
Hell
props,
yeah, yo.
Props to Kanye for signing those people, because you know what? That's what you call smart business.
And that's one of the best rappers in the game.
Pusha T is a great rapper. I like him by himself. Too. Hell, I like Pusha T when he was with Malice, and they were fucking, what's his name?
The Clips, yeah. Malice found God, so
look, anybody who finds the Lord, that's their own business. I ain't hating on that. Yeah. I'm not even going to touch that. That's their own.
Yeah.
You and religion is your own personal business. Yeah. However, Pusha T is a great rapper.
Hell yeah.
2 Chainz, not bad. I'm surprised he's not under Ludacris anymore.
He usually plays a circle with Titty Boy, but
I'm surprised he's not under Ludacris anymore. But you know, hey, everybody's going on their own way and doing their own thing.
Yeah, now even Q-Tip's going to sign into good music as well. I'm surprised.
You notice how music can take over a whole entire episode.
Yeah, intense. Yeah.
So,
that was a good 10 minutes.
I want to talk about two things real quick. Necro, everybody knows him.
Fuck yeah, let's rap music.
Necro's got two new joints out right now. One is a song called Men at Work. It's a reworking of the Kool G Rap and DJ Polo Cut of the same name.
Yeah.
And it features him, Action Bronson, Razzcast, Nutso.
Holy shit.
Kool G Rap.
Nice.
And is Molly Marl on this track?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Molly Marl's on it too. And Domingo flips the beat, so it's the dumbest fucking posse cut I've heard in a long time. So check that shit out. That shit is pro. Razzcast, Necro, fucking Kool G Rap. I mean, come on,
legends.
And forget about it. And Necro's got another new song out. It's the Howard Stern. Let me get the name right. It's fucking Howard Stern, King of All Media. If you know Necro, he's done a couple of tabloid songs where he flips it on fucking celebrities. This might be his finest one yet. It's fucking sick. If you get a chance, check it out. There's no video for it yet, but he has a contest who have fans who can make the dopest video to go along with the song. So, you know, check that shit out. You know, Necro, one of the fucking best underground cats out there right now. And, this song is called Howard Stern. It's his first official tabloid song to be on an album and not on one of his mixtapes. It's going to be on the Murder, Murder, Kill, Kill EP, which should be dropping soon.
It's time for summer.
Gotta love a name like that.
I'm going to wait, Sean.
Murder, Murder, Kill, Kill. The fucking artwork is done by Ed Repka, who did fucking, you know, Cannibal Corpse, all those famous fucking death metal bands. Sick artwork. So, you know, if you're not a Necro fan, check them out.
Alright.
And I guess like Rick Ross said, Tupac's back.
Yeah. Yo, before we go on, I have one more thing. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry again.
No.
You guys see that new Ice-T documentary he did with hip hop? Yeah, like Mos Def, Eminem.
Real Black heard about this.
I want to catch it.
Grandmaster Cass. He has a lot of artists.
I want to catch it.
It's coming out in June.
Grandmaster Flash, you mean?
Grandmaster Cass is another guy. There's more Grandmaster. There's more than one Grandmaster back in the day. You don't realize that. He had like a lot of artists. He had like people breaking down like lyrical content, how they break down their whole process, everything about hip-hop.
Fucking Grandmaster Flash. Another album that came out a couple years ago, nobody fucking talked about 30 Years, The Bridge.
Yeah.
Fucking great album.
She was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the Smithsonian right now, actually. That album.
Fuck the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They don't
and the Smithsonian.
Smithsonian.
Actually, about that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I can't talk about it because you know what it is? A certain artist did make it to the reunion of Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, actually, we already know
wait
that.
Wait a minute. What do you have to... I want to hear what you got to say about this. What do you say?
Why did they carry so much hate for your band at the oldest time? Like, that's all I want to know.
But wait a minute. See, there's more to it than that. Did you read his press release?
No.
Axl's press release? The reason he doesn't want to attend the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction of Guns N' Roses is for several reasons. One, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame doesn't know what they're doing. How does ABBA get inducted before fucking KISS?
That doesn't make sense.
Well, that's true.
How does LL Cool J, and I love LL Cool J, but how does he get inducted before Guns N' Roses? You know what I'm saying? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's many artists that are great that they've looked over that they haven't included that they should have. And the reason Axl's not attending is for several reasons. He said, number one, that people spun that there was going to be a Guns N' Roses reunion. He said under no circumstances. That Guns right now is what it is. Guns, his Guns, how he's doing it with the guys he's with. Maybe Duff gets on stage with them sometimes. Maybe Steven Adler, and that's it. What got him upset is that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a lot of people looking down upon them right now, and they said all of Guns N' Roses, they said that Axl would be there before he even confirmed his invitation.
Yeah, that's what
it was. He said he's not going to let the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame try to spin a Guns N' Roses reunion so they could get more fucking people to watch it. and more ratings. That's what they're trying to. They're trying to basically spin a Guns N' Roses reunion so more people will show interest. He said he's not going to do that. He said, you know, no disrespect to anybody for Guns, whatever, wishes them the best. Thank you for inducting the band, but he's not going to be attending. You know what? I can understand where Axl's coming from. It's not just, he's not just not wanting to attend because he's being a dick. Like, he has his reasons, and I respect his reasons for not wanting to attend. Because they're trying to spin it into a Guns N' Roses
special. So it should get more ratings than their special right. in the
Guns, I mean, Guns N' Roses reunion live on HBO? Come on, you know how many fucking people would watch that?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah. But the media spun the story that there was going to be a reunion in the first
place. People say, and they put all the blame on Axl because supposedly he still harbors ill will against his own former crewmates. Like, I don't think that's the case.
You know, he went through a lot of stuff. He doesn't harbor ill will, but you know, he feels that the band he has now
is better than what he has in the past.
No, but that's, I don't know about that. That's the band he's with.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, are those guys better than Slash and Duff and fucking Izzy and...
Well, you just have Buckethead.
Buckethead is a good nasty guitar player, but he's not Slash.
Good point.
Someone was Slash.
Buckethead didn't write Sweet Child of Mine or fucking Paradise City.
Good point.
But hey, I digress. But Axl's got his reasons, and I can respect him.
Word. Thank you for bringing that up, because I was kind of like really against.
Welcome. Yeah, he put a press release. There was a whole thing about it.
All right.
Yo, I think we covered music and technology, and right, which went right into kind of a 10-minute thing about movies, just what I had minutes wise. Let's quickly touch on some sports real quick.
Oh, wow. Roger, come
before,
on up.
Before we switch to Seth's Corner.
Honestly, I don't think I know this corner this week.
All
right. I do.
I'm going to do 5 movie reviews in 10 words or less.
Go ahead.
All right, quick movie.
Well, after sports? Oh, you'll do the movies first? All right.
Let's do the movies first.
All right. Okay, 5 movie reviews. Limitless. Cooper De Niro.
You said Limitless?
Limitless.
That shit is hard, yo. That was inspired by motherfucking Adderall. That shit is real.
Yeah. All right, maybe not 10 words or less, but a short review. Limitless, fucking awesome movie. Way better than I thought it was going to be. Watch that shit.
Netflix.
Bradley Cooper's like a loser, takes fucking pills to make himself like super awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
All kinds of crazy shit starts happening. It's a good fucking movie. Robert De Niro's in it. He's fucking pro at everything.
All right.
It's a good movie. Check it out. Takers. T.I., Matt Dillon, Paul Walker. Pretty good movie. Wasn't crazy about the ending.
Yeah. I forgot Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chris doing parkour.
Yeah. It was a good movie. It's a good heist movie. You know, fucking...
Don't hate on Chris Pratt.
T.I. gets out of jail, and Paul Walker and fucking Chris Brown, and they were on a team to rob an armored truck, and then Matt Dillon and Jay Hernandez are partners, and they got to figure him out and stop them. It's a nice, you know, cat and mouse heist movie. It's a good movie, worth checking out. The ending, like I said, could have been better, but hey, it's Hollywood.
Yeah.
It was a good movie, nonetheless. 127 Hours.
Cool.
James Franco movie based off that guy in Utah who fell in the... He was fucking canyon jumping, and he fell, and the boulder went on his arm, and there for a week. It is an interesting movie, you know. The ending's fucked up, how he gets out of it. I don't know if I have to watch that movie again, but
it was good. Some real movie shit, though, yo. Because he made it so the director made it so that you could actually watch a movie about a dude stuck in a rock in a hard place for an hour and a half. That shit is hard.
He got deserves an Oscar. Real talk.
He has an Oscar.
He got nominated.
He didn't win, though, right?
What, Danny Boyle?
Yeah, it got nominated, but he didn't win.
But he won for Slumdog, right?
Hell yes. Slumdog is fine.
And he did Train Spotting.
Did that 20 Days Later, Sunshine.
I forgot he did 20
Days Later. I just watched 28 Days Later again the other day.
It was fucking great.
Both of them were good.
He didn't do the sequel.
He did?
No, he didn't do the sequel. Produced another director did, yeah.
Produced the sequel.
That is still shit, though.
Supposed to be another one coming out soon?
Yeah, 28 months later.
That'd be nice.
That'd be cool.
In Paris?
Yeah. And what's the other one? Horrible Bosses. Mm. Fucking funny as hell. 4-star comedy. Watch that shit. Fucking Charlie Day, Jason Bateman, Kevin Spacey. It's about 3 guys. They all hate their bosses, and they come up with a plot to kill their bosses.
Yep.
Fucking hilarious.
Question is this, why would you hate Jennifer Aniston as your boss, though? I would love to have her as a boss.
Yeah, but you see what she was doing to him in the movie. Though.
Good point. Touché.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. If I was Charlie Day, I'd have had to hit it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'd have had to hit it.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a raise.
Jennifer Aniston don't look bad anyway. They made her really fucking hot in that movie.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston's all right with me. She's still one of the top sexy white women in the world.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at her.
Yeah.
I concur, sir.
Definitely.
There's
another fucking movie I watched. I can't remember. fucking another Charlie Day. We're going the distance. Is that the name of the movie with Justin Long and Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
You know, romantic comedy. Justin Long meets Drew Barrymore. She's going back across the, they're in New York. She's going back to L.A. And we, you know, in like 6 weeks, they fall in love. Charlie Day's the roommate. It was a funny movie. It was okay for a romantic comedy. You know, I watched it with my girl. Of course, yeah. Whatever.
I don't see Charlie Day's getting more and more movies now.
Charlie Day, he deserves it.
Yo, those days of always have to be numbered, man, if that's the case.
No, I don't think
he's going to be that show. He's not going to be that show.
And he's baby. A fucking writer and producer on it.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Nobody does end that show anytime soon. There's a funny
ass show. Nah. That's like a family always, Sonny. Yeah. They definitely have a good thing going. They've had a good thing.
Like, you know, like the people who are involved in that show, on a little side note, were all like friends and were all cool with each other before the show even took off.
Yeah.
Like, this is not like you put these motherfuckers together and just force them to work together like some Hollywood shows. Like, no, like they put this pilot together and all by themselves. Like, and that's how they got signed as a group. This show didn't get picked up like one person had a, you notice nobody in there's a big name, and they only picked up Danny DeVito after the first season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know. So, you know, it's like these guys already had, they were a group before this even went down, before they even got famous.
Yeah.
So, I don't really see them rolling out on each other anytime soon. Please, Joe, continue.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's it for my movie reviews.
Very good.
And now?
The reviews.
Limitless, definitely the top of all those movies, though. That's,
I wish it was real, though. I wish it was so real.
Black is right. It is called Adderall. You can't get it.
With the prescription, of course.
We can see some Dr. Pads.
Allegedly.
I'm sorry, Corrupted Data does not support buying illegal drugs.
There we go. Thank you, Roger Smith.
Holla.
Or consuming.
Intense. Damn, little black now. Just shed a tear right there.
They might legalize medical marijuana in New York.
Oh, God. Which brings us right to our next subject, sporting. The lack of drug use.
No, good news for sporting here in California is now TRT and weed is now legal for sports. Testosterone replacement treatment.
Oh.
Therapy, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So, nice. Nick Diaz is smoking like a motherfucker tonight.
Already smoking some out of a shot for the belt anyway.
Oh, that's such a... All right, so we got sports / MMA / I guess maybe a little WWE. I don't know.
Sports is now NBA first because we're not going
NBA,
to
all right.
So rush for the playoffs. And the Knicks are whooping.
All I want to say about the WWE is that WrestleMania, John Cena flipped the Rock. And then Brock Lesnar flipped John Cena, which means that Brock Lesnar is the top of that. That's all that I'm saying.
Yeah, Brock is back. It was rumored for a minute, though. I'm not too surprised.
Brock had to come back, though. He had no choice. Let's keep
going. Well, yeah. And the MMA card was done.
Yeah.
I mean, not for nothing. The man was a hell of an MMA fighter.
Hell.
But, you know, your body cannot take the damage that you were getting every time you fought.
Yes.
And people like Mr. Overeem made sure that he sent you off with a well, don't ever come back to my fucking sport again.
But the thing is this, so check this though. Now, Mr. Overeem's in trouble now because supposedly he's on steroids.
Brock Lesnar?
No. Overeem.
Yeah.
Look, first of all, just to touch on this, since it is going into sports, Overeem is not supposedly on steroids. They did a fucking testosterone test. And he was 14-1. Yeah. He was supposed to be 6-1, which means he was two times plus over the limit of testosterone a man's supposed to have in his body. So obviously they already know that he was taking something.
And
the fact of the matter is what they're trying to do now, they're trying to spin it to make it look like he's not under Vegas, Nevada rules. Therefore, he was never signed under their rules, so he doesn't have to follow their legislate on the fact that he's fucking two times plus over.
But he's out, though. Here's the thing what happened, because first time he fought Brock Lesnar, he wouldn't do the test. He couldn't do it because he had to go back to his homeland to see his mother. She was sick. So they based it on good faith that he wasn't on it, and then he went back.
Look, the fact of the matter is still this.
Uh-huh.
If, they tested him, they didn't test Brock. The fact of the matter, they both could have been using something.
True.
The fact of the matter, if you look at Brock now in the WWE, though he's still strong as hell, you notice he's got a gut now.
Yeah.
His body is not as solid as it was when he was in the UFC, which means that he's probably laying all over the stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, they tested Overeem, but you know what? It doesn't matter because Dana White and all the officials of UFC said that the win stands anyway.
Yeah.
So they're not going to reverse the decision even if he did test positive, which he ended up testing positive.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter.
Now Brock would be juicing, so it's an equal fight pretty much at fight in December, right?
Look here. The fact of the matter is this. If you took Brock Lesnar with fucking the proper amount of testosterone in his body, and you took Aleister Overeem with the proper amount of testosterone in his body. Overeem is still actually quite more naturally talented than Brock Lesnar is. And probably would have used his Muay Thai to beat the crap out of Brock Lesnar anyway. And Brock Lesnar, no matter how much you juice, you still can't account for the fact that he has a fucked up stomach issue.
Yeah.
And he need the crap out of that man so he couldn't stand.
Yeah.
So therefore, Brock Lesnar was going to have a leg standoff anyway.
He had diverticulitis, or it's called?
Yeah, he his intestines are all fucked up, and he need them in the stomach like, what, 30, 40 times?
Yeah, he had 30, 40.
Like, you know, like, he didn't have a chance in that fight anyway. You fought a Muay Thai person who's not only better than you, and taller than you, and a longer reach than you, but he has Muay Thai, and he was meaning the shit out of you. Brock Lesnar was going to lose anywhere you slice this fight. What's the name already gave us the formula? Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez made it, you can take a hit, you can beat this motherfucker. All Brock's got is the explosive hands.
Yeah.
He has no ground game, no real stand-up defense, no ground defense.
Damn.
The matter of fact, the way he beat Shane Carwin was amazing. I didn't even know he had a submission.
No, he didn't.
I mean, it was like, oh my God, if Shane Carwin had an armbar, that fight would have went totally different.
I guess
Shane Carwin had no submission. Brock had won.
I guess he Brock Lesnar the week before. He's MMA for dummies.
But Rock had one. I'm going to study this one position real hard. And if I need it, I'm going to use it. And if I use it, I'm going to win.
That was a real fighter.
And that was that.
I'm sorry. I'm just, while we're talking about this MMA, I'm looking online. I'm trying to find me an authentic Patrick Ewing jersey. $1,200
for
that. Word. What, Mitchell and Ness?
No, Adidas. The only one I could find.
Oh, wow.
But not to digress, since we are
ready for time,
we are in MMA talk right now.
Yeah.
I hope y'all don't mind if I go on and talk about this Saturday.
Big MMA fight this Saturday.
Fight of the year status right here in the making.
This very well might be one of the greatest grudge matches in MMA history.
I might. I'll check this out.
And the sad thing is that they both actually used to fight for the same camp.
Brothers, if you will.
But you know what? One person went through the ranks. He did his thing. He got his belt. And another person who lost the belt shortly before this person got it, he talked a whole bunch of shit.
Yep.
But he avoided this fight two times already.
Yeah.
Before this fight is going down now.
He even makes it Saturday.
Oh, I have a sprained thumb. Oh, I got this injury. It's just, you know.
Stubbed toe.
You know, who so the player fought with a broken arm last year?
It wasn't a broken arm before the fight. It was a broken arm in
the fight.
Still,
Rich Franklin
knocked out Chuck Liddell with a broken arm. That's all I can say.
Superman said it's confirmed.
So, Rich Franklin, at 205 pounds, me being 300%, I still wouldn't fight you, bro. You fight with broken arms, yo. You're a superhero, yo.
Some Iron Man shit.
I like that, Mike.
Word.
Speaking of which, before
we get into the main event, let's shoot off the preliminaries for Facebook right quick.
Preliminaries and predictions?
Let's do it.
Okay, so. Now, I don't know everybody on the preliminary card, so please forgive me. So if I kill a name, I just did it. Fuck it. Okay. Keith Wineski versus Chris Clemens. I actually know Chris Clemens.
Chris
Canadian.
Clemens. Chris Clemens got
I like him. I don't know enough about Keith to put a prediction on the fight.
Yeah.
But I do like Chris Clemens. That's welterweight for those who are keeping score. Featherweight bout. Marcus Brennage versus Maximo Blanco. I know neither of them. No, I can go neither way on this.
Neither.
Okay. Lightweight fight for the preliminaries on FX. John Medeski versus Anthony Nojokanani. I killed his name. Sorry. It's what it is.
I don't know this guy.
I too don't know the two of these people either way. But let's move on to the next lightweight
fight. Probably the up-and-comers that we'll see kicking ass in a year.
Of course. Next lightweight bout. Matt Dangzing versus Efren Escudero.
Escudero.
A good fucking fight.
Everybody jumps right to Efren Escudero. But you know what? Matt Danza is a bad motherfucker.
That can go either way.
And you know what? He's got explosive power in his hands.
He does have some hands.
I can see him.
If he is Escudero.
I don't see him knocking Escudero out because Escudero is tough as hell. But I can see him getting the TKO by punches.
True.
That might be one of those fights that ends up being one of the fights of the night.
Yeah,
yep.
That's gonna be one of
easily by the night money. That's $60,000 in your pocket if you win.
Well, welterweight bout: Matt Brown versus Stephen Thompson. Mm. I'm going Matt Brown.
Stephen Thompson.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah. Matt Brown is a G. Another person who fucking throws bolos with the hands.
That's tough. I gotta get Brown the edge.
Then you got heavyweight bout for the last preliminary: Travis Brown versus Chad Gray.
Travis Brown.
You know what? I don't know enough about Chad Griggs, other than his nickname being the Grave Digger, so you know.
Oh, that guy? Oh, fucking Chad Griggs.
Yeah, Trevor's
fuck that. I mean, you gotta realize like this. His record is 11-1. Chad Griggs is not a bad player.
I remember Chad Griggs, man. I saw one fight. I forgot who he fought, but he fucking... I forgot who he fought. He fought some white guy, and he fucking took him apart. Dude, a fucking Grave Digger. Oh, yo, that dude's a nasty motherfucker, I'm telling you.
Word. All right. Now, for your main card, lightweight. Mark Bocek versus John Alessio.
Bocek.
You know, they're both Canadian, but I'm giving it to the Bocek Canadian. Bocek. Because you know what? I've seen him put a lot of people in their place in the octagon.
Definitely yep. Bocek, the heat match.
A featherweight bout versus Eddie Yagan and Mark Hominick.
Hominick.
Yagan.
You know what? Hominick is good. I feel like, personally, Hominick is good enough to go all the way to be the number one contender. But you know,
we can't see the deal.
When you get there, I mean, you've got to fight Dominic Cruz, and Lord knows, it's like we'll leave that at that. Moving on to our next fight: Miguel Torres and Michael McDonald in a bantamweight. Once again, two good fighters. I like McDonald.
Hi, Torres.
And you can get to the number one spot. And you have to fight Jose Aldo.
Yeah.
And,
he's screwed regardless.
Let me tell you, Jose Aldo
is a bad motherfucker.
Is pound for pound at 145, the best fighter in the world. Wow. At 185, Anderson Silva had to step back and say, you know what? For his weight class, pound for pound, Jose Aldo is the best fighter in the world.
Dude, he ran WEC.
Yeah.
Absolutely. With an iron will too.
Yeah.
Once he took that belt from Uriah Faber,
that was it. Yeah, it was a close shot.
Once he took Faber's belt, everybody knew who the king of that castle was.
Yeah. And Faber's tried definitely to get it back.
They got destroyed.
Didn't work out.
Faber was bad, and you fucking put a hurt in our Faber.
Okay, so now this is a heavyweight battle on the main card: Brendan Schaub versus Ben Rockwell.
Oh, wow. Whoo.
That's going to be something.
Ben. I'm going to Ben.
You know, Schaub has taken a couple bad losses lately.
I don't
doubt his power. He didn't get into the UFC for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And he fought his way through that house. I mean, like, you know, Schaub, he's got some skills.
He's good.
Rockwell's no joke, though. I think it's going
to
be a good fight.
Dude, should be fighting in line for this championship.
This is
going to
be a hell of a UFC, man. There's really no bad fights on this card.
Our co-main event for the evening, Rory McDonald versus Che Mills in the welterweight.
Che Mills.
Mills.
I actually like Mills myself. However, this is another one of them things. It's like, you know what? You've got a top three that I don't see anybody beating except for these three beating each other. You got GSP, who is the champion, who was out on some injuries of his own.
Bullshit!
Was he doing, not to go off top, but I remember a while, a couple months back. Was he doing some serious Rashad promotions Evans. For UFC?
He was.
Yes.
That is.
Punching the bags.
That was him. That is
true. Chris jerking off Rashad Evans.
This is a bad time to say this is an adult podcast.
I like Rashad Evans. I had that to do with that comment.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. So we have GSP.
You have GSP. Then you have the interim champion, which is the natural born killer, Conduit Conduit.
Yeah.
Now, Conduit, I think, has a beautiful chance of kicking the crap out of GSP. And we'll see that eventually, because that fight is coming up
soon. Yeah, real soon.
And then there is Nate Diaz.
Oh, boy.
The main event.
But the problem is, if he can just get his act together, he is still a top three fighter in the UFC in the welterweight division.
Bigger.
People really actually want to see him fight GSP more than they want to see Conduit.
Because Nate Diaz will beat the shit about GSP.
You know what? I can't say he deserves it, because his shenanigans is what took him out of the run.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you do that, that's on you, and that's your own problem.
Yeah.
However, we come now to the main event of the evening.
Ooh, boy.
For the light heavyweight championship of the world.
Yes.
And that's going to be John Bones. I dub him Black Dynamite.
Yes.
John Bones Jones versus Sugar Rashad Evan.
Bad blood.
Champion versus former champion. Both of these guys to be a part of the same camp.
It's now part of their ways
camp-wise, but yet they're still two top fighters in the division. Evans is trying to get his belt back definitely after his and most devastating loss.
I was talking shit against the comment I made about Evans.
He embarrassed his shit.
Yoda Machida put Evans to sleep.
Yeah.
Like all you needed was a baby bottle and a pill.
like rockified status.
And even fighting back ever since then. But then you have to look at John Jones, who put Machida to sleep. And all you needed was a baby bottle and a pill.
He made him limp. He made him limp.
But he also made who I think is one of Rashad Evans' closest comparison fighters. Fucking Rampage Jackson.
Embarrassed him.
Looked like a chump.
Yeah, he embarrassed his shit.
John Jones threw Rampage Jackson around the ring like he was a rag doll.
Mm.
You know
that's hard to do.
Everybody underestimates John Jones because he's such a light, such a skinny 205. But John Jones has taken people like Darth Vader and tossed his big ass with a big 205 around it. His only loss against Matt Hamill, which was a bullshit loss, because he threw a 12-6 elbow, and that's illegal. Matt Hamill couldn't fight back, so the ref just gave Matt Hamill the match. It's a bunch of bullshit. But I'm glad the loss is out the way.
It goes to show
that even with that one loss on his record, John Jones has been completely dominant of the light heavyweight division.
He embarrassed Shogun Hua.
Oh.
I give the edge to Jones, man. He's fucking too young and he's too badass.
You know what? Like I said, a lot of people going with Jones.
I like Evans.
Oh, Rashad.
I like Evans. I just want to see a good fight.
Yeah.
You're going Rashad?
I don't know what it is because Rashad knows his playbook. Hey, it's his own playbook.
You want to put some money on it?
No, I'm not putting money on this.
Not on the air.
Not on the air.
We don't gamble on the air. Thank you.
I'm not giving this fight.
We're a conservative fight.
Allegedly. Nobody wants to make me a fake bet against Black Dynamite.
I'm going to say like this, though. You guys said he had a valid point, so he knows his playbook because he borrows his playbook all the time. The crawl, the stick.
John Jones is smart enough not to use the moves out of that playbook because he knows it.
But he trains so much that he knows his playbook.
I'll put it like this. Both of them know each other very well. And coming into this fight, I'm sure that Rashad is going to try to pull something out the hat that Jones ain't never seen before. But Jones is going to be doing the same thing. And you know what? To the best man gets the victor.
I think this match is going with this. Who makes the first mistake?
That's what it usually comes down to.
I'm going Jones in the third.
It's going the distance.
I think this fight could possibly go all the way to five rounds.
My prediction, Jones submits Rashad Evans in the third.
We'll see.
Now, Jones will retain the title by decision.
Split decision. That's what we have for this UFC, number 145.
Or that was very comprehensive.
That shit was mad long, yo.
I know.
We are all masters of the UFC.
We take our sports very seriously between a group of guys in here. Yeah. And I'm not going to drag on this conversation any longer. But I will say, look out for the next UFC coming up, which is in East Rutherford, because yours truly, Dirty J, and Cedric the Gamer will be there. And we'll definitely have an in-depth review of that.
There you go.
Yep.
So,
looking forward to
that. We'll be in the house with USC on Fox 2.
But you never saw
us. If you see a big fat black guy waving on TV, it was me. Don't tell my boss, though,
because
I'm not going to work.
Or fuck ass at your entertainment look like.
Don't tell my boss either, because I'm out of work, too.
You guys.
You're on vacation.
You never saw us.
Well, you can see me. I tell my boss, if you see me waving, I'm waving at you.
Yeah. Hi.
All right. And that's it.
I'll be giving my boss.
That was very comprehensive. I mean, the music topic in the UFC was like
10 minutes each.
Yeah,
no, UFC
a little bit more.
Closer to 15.
I mean, keeping the minutes.
I'm not gonna lie.
No, but we know our shit. We have to go in on that one, man.
Well, no, it's a good little thing. UFC doesn't come out all the time.
It's comprehensive, yeah. It's...
So we ate up a little bit of this podcast with UFC and music. I mean, like I said, music gets heated.
Yeah, they get heated.
Oh,
not in a bad way. Not in a bad way, but it gets heated.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people have their musical preferences.
Yep.
And my whole thing is this. It's just because you have a preference don't mean you can shit on somebody else's.
That's true. So Rebel Black, I am sorry for shitting on your likability to Young Money.
Yo, Rebel Black like all music, mother. I like dubstep. I like motherfucking Johnny Cash.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I like motherfucking Hikaru, whatever her name is.
Utada.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everything I like is better than all your shit.
I listen to motherfucking Teddy Pendergrass, motherfucking Barry White, motherfucking all that.
I'm trying to close the door.
You know what I'm saying? Light a candle.
Tell him.
You know what I'm saying? Turn him off.
Me and Black get along just fine because, you know, we like the kind of music that makes women underwear just walk themselves on the floor. The panties should be like, I'm going to be over here. You call me when you're done.
We call that GB music. You know why? Because it gets them draw.
Tell him. Tell him.
Real quick, speaking of great music artists, I think we forgot to bring up one thing today. A man who brought many of these great music artists into our home for a long time.
Yes.
You know, of course, I'm talking about Mr. New Year's Rockin' Eve himself, America's oldest teenager.
Rock and roll star,
Dick Clark. One and only.
Yep.
Passed away today at the age of 82 from a heart attack.
Yo, he ain't even look that old, yo.
No, he's up forever.
Holy shit.
New Year's Eve will never be the same.
Nope.
You know, like, I mean, he was like 50.
First Don Cornelius and now Dick Clark.
I guess we got to look forward to what, Ryan Seacrest now?
Oh. Fuck Ryan Seacrest, because no one
plays Dick Clark. Casey Kasem, man. That's the only person they can give it to is Casey Kasem.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't jump on me. I'm just saying, for the last few years, Dick Clark and Ryan Seacrest worked together on that
new year. Yeah, true.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm not going to be replaced.
People need Ryan Seacrest. He's not that bad.
He's a great host.
He's all right. He is a good host.
And I'm not saying that he needs to be replaced Dick Clark. I agree with you. Casey Kasem would be a great choice.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, they might, because you know what? Ryan Seacrest is popular with the peoples.
Yeah.
They might just use him.
Yeah.
Hell, if I was them, I'd use Ryan Seacrest, and I'd still use Dick Clark's name, paying his wife, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're not nobody not getting any money. You're paying for his name. You know what I'm saying?
At least bring the wife. Bring the wife in and do the countdown.
Of course. Yeah, let her still be a part of it. Use his name, too, as long as you pay her a check.
You know,
I'm all about people getting their money.
Yeah.
That's why I'm down with Lil Wayne, because Lil Wayne gets paid.
I feel like we're at a point in our entertainment world.
All I care about is money in the city that I'm from.
I feel like some of the greatest legends of the last 50 years in entertainment are starting to die that we grew up with. Michael Jackson, Don Cornelius, Whitney Houston, Dick Clark.
Rick James,
Tina Marie. Even a Biggie and Tupac.
Rick James died like last year or some shit, yo.
I don't think...
Rick James was on drugs, motherfucking Whitney Houston was on drugs, Michael Jackson was on drugs. Stop sugarcoating this shit.
First of all,
Michael Jackson ain't had a real hit in how many motherfucking years. I hate when people
Wait, I have a point I was trying to make real quick.
All right.
Regardless of their shit in their personal lives, these are people who are legends in their own right.
Hell, and did things
that were revolutionary, music, whatever you want to call it, that we... I think we're at a turning point in entertainment where we'll never, ever have people like that again.
Never.
That are of that caliber.
This comes right back to my point earlier when we were in music.
Yeah.
It's not that we will never have people of that caliber again. The fact of the matter is, as we get older, our musical tastes change so much, we're not looking for anybody else of that caliber. Yeah. You got to figure out from these teenagers' point of view who's going to be that caliber
period, person. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying, you're still talking about, yes, these are people that came from our parents' age to ours. Mm-hmm. And yes, you know what I'm saying? We lost a lot of them in the past couple of years, and let that be that. But you know what? Who knows who's going to come? What's the name? I mean, even us, some of us are older, but there ain't nobody dead up here. When we're 50, maybe there'll be somebody else that comes out and change the game.
Yo, now you know what I'm saying? I could say Beyonce, she got some lasting music, though. She has some shit that says some shit.
No, she's an artist I can definitely see.
Yeah,
withstand the trial of time, like a Whitney Houston, so to speak.
Yeah.
So,
but who's going to make the same caliber as Michael Jackson would? There's nobody out there right now.
Michael Jackson was a fucking... This motherfucker made movies, yo, for his videos.
Yeah.
But that's what Beyonce is doing now, too. Yeah. Lady Gaga does that shit, too. And a lot of people give her flack for this shit. But motherfucking Born This Way was some artistic shit.
I like that video.
That was some artistic shit right there. Like,
and the fact of the matter is, you got to give people time. Even out the box, Michael Jackson and his brothers are only singing in nightclubs around fucking Illinois before they got big.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to give people time.
I mean, who knows?
And yes, not everybody's starting as child stars anymore. And you know, there really isn't even a fucking family thing going on. How many families you see singing together now?
The Jonas Brothers?
All right. Even Nick done took off and left them damn near by themselves. Let's talk about it.
Because they don't stay in groups, man. But motherfucking
sisters?
NSYNC, they stopped being a group.
That's what I'm saying.
They just flopped, period.
And they came right back.
And they went away just as soon as they came back again.
Ain't no money in being in a group. Like, they figured that shit out.
Black and white.
Split five ways, I can make my own shit and fucking split it one way. Look at
this. It's like this. You can have fucking... four or five of us in NSYNC, or I, Justin Timberlake, can go and get paid by myself.
I'm the lead singer.
I'm the lead singer and most of the talent in the group. So why would I stay with
you? You really wasn't most of the talent in that group.
You see, they fell apart when he left.
He Even Jay-Z, since they try to do it a nice, hosting a damn dance concert. If I wrote you a symphony. Jay-Z, Shazam, where his name is? Jay-Z.
Chavez.
Oh,
JC Chavez.
Yeah, me too. JC Chavez.
I know
you're talking about. I got you. He's hosting a freaking dance
competition. Yeah, he's hosting a dance competition because you know what? People need money. You tell me I win my half a talent ass to a fucking show's name.
Hell
and I
yeah.
get paid for it. Hell yo, yeah, I'm going to do
why
it.
Is J-Lo a motherfucking judge on fucking motherfucking judge are you? Like, what kind of talent do you
Steven
got?
And Steven Tyler next to her with his big old lips.
Like, Steven Tyler, I can understand because he was an Aerosmith boy. Like, J-Lo? Really? J-Lo?
You know what?
Wait, Aerosmith was like fucking a legendary rock band.
That's what he's saying. He can understand why.
Oh, yeah. J-Lo, though, like.
Look here, I'll put it like this. J-Lo has her hits and misses as far as music goes.
Hey, what's J-Lo to Paul Abdul, you know? Or Paul Abdul and J-Lo?
Exactly. You got to look at it like that. Just like Paula Abdul. Granted, they probably wouldn't be too many J-Los if it wasn't for Paula Abdul. But, you know, there has to be J-Lo so the next generation can come on.
I'm sorry. I don't know what Paula Abdul talks about. She can't get a man. She still finds something like
that. You got the damn drugs.
I love my girlfriend. But, yo, Paula Abdul might have my door. I don't know.
Well, I think we can almost all be in agreement that Paula Abdul can get it.
Corrupt the data
says we love you, Paula Abdul. Corrupt the data. Call us, baby. We're gonna see you know what I'm saying? We wind you and dine you. We ain't even looking to touch it.
New category, corrupt the data ass of the week. Paula Abdul.
Yes, vintage ass.
It's classic, but it's got a nice rosy smell and taste.
Yeah. I'm about to dust off that shit.
Well, on that note,
I think we've just about
wrapped it off. I have no sense core this week. Anything's chill.
What the fuck?
No, I wish to tell you
something. All is peaceful and said.
Actually, this one thing I want to touch
about Trayvon.
Uh-oh.
About CIAs and prostitutes.
I actually think we're bringing it up. I want to touch two things. So guys, come on closer. Play the music. Let's go now. To Colombia. How these two lame-ass niggas out of secret services didn't pay a prostitute $50 and now they're going to get their asses fired.
It's their boss to cover their asses.
What happened?
Oh, you didn't
hear the story?
These CIA guys, they fucking went and got this prostitute.
Prostitute.
They didn't
want
to pay her, what, $50?
Yes. They could afford $50. They fought report the CIA. What, in the mail room or some shit?
Listen, when the prostitute said she was going to report them for soliciting her, she fucking knew they were secret agents. I don't know how. They fucking asked their boss to cover their asses. I mean, their boss is like, hell no.
I mean, how do Americans not stand out in Colombia? I mean,
how can you not afford $50?
Well, even if America, okay, I don't understand Americans in Colombia. But how did you find out that they were secret service agents? What,
well, because they know the president was coming down to Colombia.
It's all timing, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The thing is this, because you got people in second and third world countries, you think that they're ignorant. No, they're not ignorant. They're just as smart as all the rest of people in the world. It's like, look, I see a whole bunch of white men down here with fucking walking around in the group, probably wearing suits like
with
jerk asses. I know the president from their country is coming down here in a couple of weeks. What are they doing here?
I'm not hating on these
guys. Scooping out the place.
I'm not hating on these guys buying a prostitute. Hey, everybody's got to get their dick wet. If you're going to pay money, you might as well pay money on site your dick.
Every motherfucker pays money for some pussy. Fuck that. Exactly. A movie, on the fucking dinner.
Roses, if you're going to do this shit, don't be fucking. Don't be a fucking asshole about it.
But don't be cheap about it.
Give her $100 so she shuts up.
Yo, $50 is a bargain. You know what I'm saying?
In America?
You can't get a hooker in New York City for $50 anymore. Right. Trust me, I know.
$1,000.
Chicken in New York City won't even look at it for $50, yo.
Yeah.
Come on. You won't even be able to smell it for at least less than $125.
Word. Easily.
That motherfucker got a bargain. He couldn't afford a bargain. That shit's crazy.
Come on, it's like Playboy material for $50. That's word. Awesome.
Yeah, their prostitutes down there probably make our prostitutes look like fucking, I don't know what.
Women? Break ass amateurs.
Word. And you couldn't pay the $50 to keep her quiet?
I mean, the fucking.
I agree. I'd put a buck on it and like, take that.
I mean,
I'm
in New York, you gotta pay the crackhead behind the dumpster $125. And she doesn't look like the fucking eighth as good as the Colombian
chick. Sir, I would like to return this crack.
It's not the highest quality, you see. But now, because of this. So the Secret Service man got fired, stripping their clearance. The snipers got fired, stripping their clearance.
And then
a lot of them got stripping their clearance. Obama's beyond
pissed. The worst thing is they asked their boss to cover them. Like, hey, can you cover up us?
Come on, son.
Good for them. I'm sorry.
$50.
That's what they get for $50.
You work for the president. Like,
you make more enough money to pay for a hooker. Like, come the fuck
it's like,
on.
It's like, yo, you can go to a mall in anywhere USA and spend more than $50 on a pair of kicks. You can't spend it for some pussy.
Yo, they could have fucking dropped dime on a drug raid, raided them out, got their money, and paid the motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, come on,
the Martinez, we're in the
Cuba Mill.
CIA,
you know where the drugs
is at. Columbia. A drug raid is not hard to
find. You know what I'm saying? You know where the drugs is at. CIA, come on, baby.
$50 American.
There's a poppy field band. Drug raid. Take their money.
You know what I'm saying?
They're going to your prison. Come on. We can let some hookers.
Fail. You deserve to get your whatever
street. You deserve it.
They're lucky they don't go to jail.
So now those guys, all that's involved, are now on the list for said marks of the year. There you go.
Kind of secret service shit.
Drop dead alien marks to the year, CIA agents.
And one more thing, a woman in Florida, because now how do we do this old Trayvon Martin situation? Well, the whole stand your ground law is a bunch of bullshit. A woman actually stand her ground to stop her husband who was beating the shit out of her, shoot a gun in the air, and that's facing 25 years to life in prison.
She shot a gun and she gets 25 years?
She's facing 25 years.
So she didn't hit nobody. But she's getting 25.
She was like,
yes.
She was like, motherfucker, don't beat me no more. Pop, pop. And then she got 25 years.
She's looking at 25 years in prison.
She's
looking at it right now. Yeah. What type of shit is this?
I'm not going to Florida. That's
when a motherfucker follows a kid, starts a confrontation. This kid, obviously the athletic young man, starts whooping his ass. He ends up somehow getting a better hand, shoots this kid. And they wanted to dismiss this from the beginning. I mean, now I know it's going to trial and all that other stuff, but they wanted to dismiss this from the beginning. When he followed the kid, because I don't know why he's doing it in this neighborhood. I fucking live there. He lived there. The kid lived there. His family lived in the neighborhood.
Sure, he was.
And this...
Yo, what color was the chick who popped the bus shot? Of course
she was. There it is.
And there you go. And we're done.
And let that be that.
I'm saying like this, though.
Crazy. That's still the South, though. Like, that's the South.
Yeah, right? God bless Florida. I'm never taking
my people don't realize Florida because they know it's Disneyland.
Fuck Tallahassee.
That's motherfucking the South, too. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck Orlando. I family Florida. I love you guys, but fuck Florida.
All right.
It's down South.
And we're done.
On an unrelated topic, I think there's some type of, like, random foreign convention coming up in Miami.
And on that note, we're going down to Florida. I'm fucking with you.
Chill, let's
go. If I go to a porn convention in Florida, I'll probably get arrested for being too dark. You know? I might be one of the lightest people in this room.
That's what I'm saying, yo. Like, damn. What's going to happen to these two motherfuckers?
Like, yo, you guys are go, motherfucker. That's what I think you're dark now. Wait until they turn your ass into some crispy sticks.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Extra crispy?
Take your ass.
Don't mind if I do.
And that was a semi-short center's corner. There you go.
Right on, right on.
All
right.
Thanks for listening, kids. As always, shout outs to the fans. Don't forget to check out our website as usual at www.corruptedata.wordpress.com, www.youtube.com/thecorruptedata, fubar.com/thecorruptedata, facebook.com/thecorruptedata, www.sinnersofthenight.wordpress.com.
There you go.
Yes.
facebook.com/sinnersofthenight, fubar.com/sinnersofthenight, twitter.com/sinnersofthenight.
Twitter, Sinner the Gamer.
These are my brothers in this group.
Yes.
So make sure you check out all the websites that you can remember and that are listed on the page.
All the links are right there.
Also, don't
email
forget.
Us, man. Fucking corrupteddata at gmail.com. Yeah. No, Rocketmail. I always get that wrong.
It's Rocketmail.
Corrupteddata at rocketmail.com. SODK. Sinners of the Night.
Sinners of the Night at gmail.com.
There we go. That's why I get it fucked up.
Okay. And our other side project.
That's right. Don't forget Rebel Black. Comedy skits, youtube.com/secret side production. You know, all one word. You know what I'm saying? Comedy skits all day. Matter of fact, Real Black's going to be in his first comedy skit tomorrow, yo. We shooting up my first comedy skit, yo. Watch out.
And not only that, may I add, as also speaking for Sinners of the Night, that we've got a giveaway going on Sinners of the Night. All kinds of things.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Come to sinnersofthenight.wordpress.com and go to the great FODK giveaway and see all the kind of shit you can get for free. You ain't even got to pay. Answer a silly question. Go to Google and find out the answer and answer the question. And that's all it takes.
Yeah.
And you can go get your hands on some free swag.
Like right. Joe Sushi, who won a rock band trump kit.
Who got a rock band.
You're welcome.
It's my boy, it's my boy John G from the band Just Us here. Check them out. Who won a limited edition Halo 3 Master Chief mask.
Word up. Just come and check the page out.
You might have to answer a question. Yeah. You get it right, you get a prize.
It's a simple question. What can take less time of your day to go into Google and find an answer?
Yeah.
There you go.
Because you know people are lazy now. We know they just not just do it off general knowledge.
I'm telling you, man.
Nothing to ask the listeners. Some people just know the answer.
Nah, I'm just kidding. The wealth of useless knowledge that we've amassed as citizens in America is amazing.
Yeah.
Tell them.
Yeah,
man. Lord knows. I'd be spitting out information. People are like, why do you know that? Like,
what the fuck if I know?
That note being said, sounds like it's a wrap, so.
Yeah.
Till
next time.
To live in fear is not true. All
right.
Be true to yourself, or you might find yourself by yourself, and that's no fun.
Watch your pockets, motherfucker.
Cast in the name of God, you're not guilty.
And to our newest member,
I got nothing. Thank you.
Blue Shadow, a man of few words. You like it? Again, we're the number one podcast in Sweden, and apparently the number one podcast in Florida.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Go to the convention, Miami. Enjoy yourselves.
Yes.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.